I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. The battle for Libya grinds on. Rebel fighters and forces loyal to the regime of Muammar Gaddafi are stuck in a back-and-forth struggle for control of the country. Much of the current fighting is in the western Nafusa Mountains region. Today, the rebels were regrouping in the town of Al-Kawalish, some 60 miles from Tripoli. Government forces had briefly taken control of the town yesterday. The largest town under rebel control in the Nafusa region is Zintan. For months, its residents had been fleeing as Gaddafi's troops pounded the town with rockets. But recently, the rebels pushed the loyalist forces away, and now families are starting to come back. Reporter Marine Olivesi traveled to Zintan and sent us this report.
The crowd of children flocks to Zintan's Revolution Square for an impromptu street fair. A man in his early 30s is here with his young nephew. The man asks to be called Mohammed. This spring, he dropped out of his graduate program in the UK, 2 months shy of graduation.
I couldn't stand. I couldn't just watch from there what's happening in my hometown. So I contacted my supervisor and said, that's it. This is my last decision, to suspend my study until Gaddafi goes.
Mohammed flew to Tunisia, where he dropped off his wife and 3 young children. Then he drove to Zintan.
The scene of the first checkpoint in Zintan, it was an unbelievable feeling to see all Zintans as one. When I saw that this from that tribe and from different tribes together fighting one dictator, I was so proud of it.
His jubilation soon faded. When Mohammed arrived at his extended family's property, he found a row of empty houses and a Grad rocket grounded in the middle of the front yard.
This room was damaged. That water tank was damaged. And in my house, which is this one, only the window. So after this hit this area, all of them left. I came for 2 days and I found no one here.
Most of his relatives had fled the shelling. A few stayed to fight and one disappeared. But now that rebels have the upper hand in the mountain region, families are trickling back.
Oh my God, I missed him so much. I cannot wait to see him. Where he is.
On a recent Sunday morning, Mohammed's niece, Hawla, jumps to her feet. Her grandfather, Abdullah, is back from Tripoli. She hasn't seen him in months. Hawla rushes into her grandfather's arms. Abdullah lives in the capital. The retired army officer says he thought of leaving Tripoli every day since the revolution started, but the trip was risky. The front line blocks the most direct routes, and there are checkpoints everywhere. Part of the family has been traveling with fake IDs so they can hide where they're from. Just being from the Nafusa Mountains can get you thrown in jail these days, as Mohammed's family has learned. His 24-year-old cousin, Ali, also returned from Tripoli that morning. Ali was arrested in March on his way to a gas station. When the family asks if pro-Gaddafi soldiers gave any reason for his arrest, Ali answers, Zintan. Amnesty International says Ali's case isn't unusual. Scores of men from the Nafusa have been thrown in jail on suspicion of supporting and aiding the opposition. Ali was locked up in a Tripoli jail for 3 months.
They accused me of being Al-Qaeda. They asked me over and over if any of my relatives were with Al-Qaeda. They slapped me or used electroshock if I didn't answer. The oddest thing they asked me was bin Laden's telephone number.
Ali says a guard applied heat to his handcuffs and left a purplish mark around his wrists. Ali says he was released on May 28th, along with 100 detainees. He suspects authorities needed to clear some space for new prisoners. Those who stayed behind in Zintan also have stories to share. Some took shelter in nearby caves to escape the rockets. Mohammed's older sister, Aida, takes him to some rooms carved into the mountain. She and other women hold up with their children here for 3 months. Aida rotates the heavy manual grinder she used to crush wheat. She tells her brother, we lived on wood and candles, we cooked with fire. It's like we had gone back 100 years. Mohammed says these stories will probably liven up family dinners for years to come. He's just started working at Zintan's new museum. He wants to make sure that other families have a chance to share their own bits and pieces of life during Libya's Arab Spring. For The World, I'm Marine Olivesi, Zintan, Libya.